Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav David Henoch Mordechai Ben Frieda Simchel, or for Shleima, and for Adina Basheva Bas Necha Gittel, and Chana Liba Bas Necha Gittel, and Simcha Ben Necha Gittel, Leishalah, Bracha Vatzlacha B'chom HaSeidem, Yehuda Yaakov Medina Chasha, and Moshe Yehuda Ben Peshadina, Bracha Vatzlacha B'chom HaSeidem. We're going to be discussing the end of Kavod HaBrius. Tosis in Masechet Sanhedrin, and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, says that when it comes to Isser, Ein Chachma Vein Tvuna Ein Eitzel Neged Hashem. In other words, it says that a Kohen Gadol Meir Umeidim also. He testifies and they testify about him. And the Gemara Sakasha, how can you say that he testifies? Ayat Zainal Afi Kvodo. And we see by Shabbos Aveda Visalamta mehem, that if it's zaken venu lefi chvodo, he doesn't have to return the object. So why don't we say the same thing about the Kohen Gadol, that he doesn't have to testify because it's not doesn't fit with his kavod? Why don't we say that it's talking about? So how can you say that a Kohen Gadol is made when it's not lefi chvodo? So in this Tosis asks, why don't we say that it's talking about Eidus HaChodesh, which has to do with Isser, testify about the new month, that Bifadai, Kohen Gadol Me'id, definitely a Kohen Gadol is Me'id, and Mili Di Surah. Because in Isser and Yanim, Ein Chachma, Vein Tvuna, Vein Eitzel, and Neged Hashem. So why don't we say that it's talking about Isser, that's when he's Me'id. And then Tosis answers, oh, it's mashma that it's talking both about Momen and Isser. But in a chinami, Tosis says that when it comes to Isser, a Kohen Gadol would have to be made. There's no Chachma, there's no Kavod, there's no Eitza, there's no Tvuna. Le'neged Hashem. When it comes to Isser, Kohen Gadol would have to be made. Shvuis and the Flamed Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about this inyan and says Haitzur me rabbanan diyada sa'adusa. This rabbinic student, this Talmud Chacham, who knows Eidus, and it's a zilzal to go to the Beis Din for him, because they're smaller than him, he doesn't have to go. Rav Shisha Berei de Ravidi says, we also learned, we have a brisa to support this, that if he found something that it's not roi for him to take, if it's not roi for him to do a Shabbos Aved, it's not lefi kavodo, not fitting with his dignity, he doesn't have to do it. So the Gemara says, that's only mammon. Talmud Chacham doesn't have to testify when it comes to mammon. When it comes to Isser, and Chacham ain't tuna ben Eitzel neged Hashem. That's it. When it comes to Hashem, when it comes to Nyanim of Isser, there's no way out. Even a Talmud Chacham has to testify in front of a Beis Din that's smaller than him. So Tosis in Dibor Maschil, Aval Isura ain't Chachma, writes the Miutema, Tocha Sheva Taisu. Here, when he's not made, he's over b'sheva al taseh, and in brachas it's muchach that for kavod habrius you're allowed to be over nisr b'sheva al taseh, because they asked him, Rav Yehuda, who said that if a person finds shatnez in his garment, he has to take it off immediately, even in the shuk. And the brisa says that if you have a meis mitzvah and you're on your way to do your carbon pesach or milas haben, you have to come tell me the meis, even though the mitzvah is going to be pushed off because it'd be Zayin Ames. So the Gemara's problem is, how can you say that Amotzei Kalayim Bibgado, he has to take it off even if it's not going to be covered for him, it says that for covered you bury the Mesa Mitzvah. Even though it means that you're not going to do the mitzvah that you have to go to do, either Karban Pesach or Milah. So answers tells us that there's a difference. So that's the Gemara. So from this, Tosis asks, so answers the Gemara, no, it's only Shei Bal Taseh. When it comes to him not doing the Bris Milah, not doing the Karban Pesach, that's Shei Bal Taseh. For Kavod HaBrias, you're allowed to be over with Shei Bal Taseh. So when it's Motzei Kalayim B'Bigdol, that he did Kumbaseh, that he was active. But when it comes to, because when he put on the garment, he was putting it on B'Kuvaseh. But here, when he's going to do the Karban Pesach and he finds it a mace, coming tummy to the mace, he's not going to do Karban Pesach. But for Kavod HaBrios, for the Kavod of the mace, he's allowed to become tummy because it's only Shei Bal Taseh. So you see that B'Shei Bal Taseh, you're allowed to do what you need for Kavod HaBrios, but not B'Kuvaseh. So that's the Gemara. So on that, Tosa says, why here were they Mechayiv, the Talmud Chacham, to be made? If the Beis Din is smaller than him, if it's Isser, it's not Lefi Kvodo, and it's B'Shei Bal Taseh. So why don't we allow him for Kvodo to be over B'Shei Bal Taseh? B'Shei Bal Taseh is fine. And just tells us there's a difference. When it comes to the Meis Mitzvah, it's a Gnai Gadol. It's a big disgrace. And therefore it's a Mutter B'Shei Bal Taseh. Since we're talking about a big disgrace, it's a mutter v'shei bal taseh not to do your mitzvah and be mekayim kavod habrios. And also, livshot kalayim b'shuk is a gnai gadol, like a meis mitzvah. That's why they ask for a meis mitzvah and being poshed kalayim b'shuk. They're both gnai, that's a big disgrace. But here the Gabe Eid is not such a Gnai, it's a Gnai Katan. And therefore we don't allow it B'Isser, even V'Shei Bal Taseh. That is a very important Tosfos in Maseches Shavuos. In other words, the Gabe Tzur B'Mei Rabbanan, with respect to a Talmud Chacham, it's not considered a Gnai Gadol if he comes to testify. And therefore he has to testify B'Isser. We only allow somebody B'Shei Bal Taseh not to be Mekayim and Mitzvah for the sake of Kavod HaBrios if there's a Gnai Gadol, but not if there's a Gnai Katan. If it's a Gnai Katan, we don't allow Mashen Ken Mamon. When it comes to Mamon, even if it's a Gnai Katan for Kavod HaBrios, we allow one not to be Mekayim a Mitzvah for Kavod HaBrios. When it comes to Mammon, like for example, a Shabbos Aveda. When it comes to a Shabbos Aveda, so we say you don't have to return it because it's going to be a Gnai. Even if it's only a Gnai Katan, doesn't matter. It's when we're talking about Mammon, we're Matir if it's a Gnai Katan, not to be Mekayim the Mitzvah for Kavod HaBrios. But when it comes to Isser, it has to be a Gnai, if it has to be a Gnai Gadol. It's not a Gnai Gadol, he has to do it. So therefore here, to testify, is only a Gnai Katan. So therefore, he has to testify when it comes to Isser. We have to understand, Manavshach, since Meis Mitzvah is Doche Pesach Umila, because of Kavod HaBrios, and the Gabei Tzur B'Mei Rabbanan, it's also considered Kavod HaBrios. The Meis Mitzvah is a Kavod HaBrios, and the Tzur B'Mei Rabbanan is a Kavod HaBrios. Now there, by Karban Pesach, we're being Doche Isser. So us are not to bring the Karban Pesach. So there, by Meis Mitzvah, it's Doche Pesach. So you see that Kavod HaBrios is Doche Surim. So if Kavod HaBrios is Doche Surim, so we should also say that the Talmud Chacham shouldn't have to testify. His Kavod HaBrios should be Doche his mitzvah to testify. The moment you establish something as Kavod HaBrios, it should have the koach to be doche both. Both if it's a Gnai Gadol and a Gnai Katan. In other words, you want to understand how you can make this chiluk. But if it's a Gnai Gadol, then Kavod HaBrios is doche. And if it's a Gnai Katan, like testifying, Kavod HaBrios is not doche the Yisr. How can you make such a chiluk? If it's doche the Yisr, like we see it is by Pesach and Milah, so it should apply to Tzur Mei Rabbanan as well. You see that Kavod HaBrios is Doche Surim. And if it's not Doche, so then apparently then it's not together Kavod HaBrios. But the moment Kavod HaBrios is Chal, so it should have one rule for everything. And should be Doche not only Momen, but Isser as well. So in the Sefer Shiurei HaRav in page Resh Mem Vav and on, he discusses this Tosfos, and he explains as follows, that you can't bring a raya for Meis Mitzvah that Kavod HaBrios is Doche B'Mamon and an Isser, because by Meis Mitzvah, it's not just the din of Kavod HaBrios that's Doche. Rather, the Mitzvah of Meis Mitzvah is Doche, because there's a Mitzvah B'Etzem Din Meis Mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is even doche surei kohuna. Meis mitzvah is a mitzvah. Kvuras ha-meis is a mitzvah. It's a kiyum mitzvah. Just the whole kiyum of this mitzvah is Kavod HaBrios. And there we say that this mitzvah of meis mitzvah, which is Kavod HaBrios, is doche the mitzvah of Karban Pesach or Mila. That mean din d'chiyo we say that the mitzvah that's kiyum is Kavod HaBrios is preferable and is doche. But a Talmud Chacham was not made. There's not a mitzvah when he's not made. When somebody buries the mace, that itself is a mitzvah of Kavod HaBrios. But here, when he's not made, that is not the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah when he's not made. It's just a chisaron b'chvodo lehoid. But there's no kiyum mitzvah not to be made. And therefore, the discussion isn't the gabei dechia. It's not that the mitzvah is doche, Karban Pesach. That's what we said by meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is Kavod HaBrios. And there, the mitzvah of Kavod HaBrios is doche. The mitzvah is the kiyum of Kavod HaBrios. Is doche the iser. But here, the gabei testifying, you can't say it's doche, the mitzvah is doche the iser. Because there is no mitzvah here of Kavod HaBrios. Not testifying is not a mitzvah. Rather, what we want to do is we want to be matir the Yisr. Not be dochet with a mitzvah, but be matir the Yisr because of his kavod. And we want to patir from Edus for Kavod HaBrios. And there we say that Kavod HaBrios is matir only legabe mamon. It's not matir legabe Yisr. So we had asked that if Meis Mitzvah is Doche Pesach and Mila because of Kavod HaBrios, and by Tzur B'Mei Rabbanan testifying is also Kavod HaBrios, so we should allow for that also, even though we're dealing with Isser, just like Pesach and Mila. He's doing an Isser but not doing Pesach and Mila, and yet we allow him to do this Isser for Kavod HaBrios, to bury the mace. So why don't we say the same thing by the Tzur B'Mei Rabbanan? So Tosis' chiluk is between Ika Gnai and Leka Gnai. But Chora, one can argue that once it's docha, it's docha. Asata d'vrecha l'shiurim. Can I gadol? Yes. Can I cut? No. If you're matir al tzkavad abrius, it's mutar al tzkavad abrius. If it's not, it's not. So therefore, maybe we can go on another derech. Lulei, if not for divrei atosis. In the Sefer Shiurei Rav, he says levar b'das atosis. But this doesn't really look like it fits into Tosfos. But just to say that the chiluk is that kavod abrius is doche. When the mitzvah is kavod abrius, like meitz mitzvah, that itself is doche. The mitzvah of Pesach, or the isser of not bringing the carbon Pesach and doing the bris milah. But when it comes to not testifying, that's not a mitzvah. So you can't say the mitzvah of not testifying is docha. Rather, the question is it matir the iser of him lo yagiv in asavono, is chiyuv to testify? Does it patter him from edus? And there we say no. Kavod abrius is matir only gabi mamon, it's not matir le gabi iser. And if we don't have to say g'nai gadol and g'nai katan anymore. We could just say that they're conceptually different. Meis mitzvah itself is kavod abrius, so that kavod abrius is doche, whereas here it's not itself kavod abrius. So the only shaila is, for the sake of kavod abrius, a yumatir, not that the mitzvah of kavod abrius is doche, but a yumatir, the iser, in order for him to have his kavod, not testify. And the answer is no, only the gabi mamon, not the gabi iser. Continues in the Shiurei Rav, and he says we can be mivayer tosis b'derech acheres. Again, I don't know if his first hesber is b'das tosis. So he says that tzur b'mei rabbanon ein achinami, there's kavod abrius. When it comes to a talmud chacham, there is kavod abrius, but this kavod abrius is because of the kavod of that talmud chacham. And since it says ein chacham ein tunim ein neged Hashem, we can understand that this Talmud Chacham was already mechuyev to be mevatel someone else from doing an isser. And therefore the kavod of this Talmud Chacham is not mevatel his obligation to prevent somebody else from doing an isser. Adarabba, his obligation to prevent the other person from doing an isser is docha, his own kavod. When somebody else is going to do an isser, yeah, there's kavod abrius in him not testifying. But if somebody else is going to do an isser, if he can prevent isser by testifying, so his obligation to prevent isser overrides his kavod abrius. One can go even further and say that in such an instance, his kavod be'emes is to be mevatel the other person from iser, that through this obligation, his true kavod is to testify, and to be mekayim what he's mechuyev. Now, it's through this chova, it's not included in kavod abrius, that we should say that he shouldn't testify. Either of that's his kavod, if he testifies to be mekayim what he's mechuyev. And therefore, the kavod abrius of a tzur b'mei rabbanan is not shaykh b'iser, because there is kavod to be mekayim what he's mechuyev, to be moneh the other person from iser. But there, like abe'meis mitzvah, the whole kavod of the meis is of the mace. And the mace isn't mechuyev in Korban Pesach or in another mitzvah. And you can't say that the covet of the mace is that the other person should be mekayim his mitzvah of Korban Pesach. A mace doesn't have any chiyuvim. So if the gabbai covet a mace, we say that it's docha even iser. Mashen kem etzur mei rabbanan, we say that lahayit is his covet. It's over Meir Rabbanan where he has an obligation to others, so his covet is to be made, and therefore it's his covet isn't doche, because his covet is even greater to be made than it is not to be made. When it comes to the Meis Mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah's covet is to be buried. Are you going to say his covet is the other guy should do his Korban Pesach? No. He has no chiv on the other guy doing his Korban Pesach. He's a dead person, he has no chiv in mitzvahs. So that's the chilik between the two. Now Tosfos in Sanhedrin Yitches Amid Beis says that Be'emes a Kohen Gadol is Mechuyev Lahayid Midi Surah. A Kohen Gadol has to testify in matters of Isser, and he's just like a Tzur Mei Rabbanan, just like we see that at Tzur Mei Rabbanan Talmud Chacham has to testify in Isser matters, so too does a Kohen Gadol. However, it seems the Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam writes Hilchas Eidus Perek Aleph Halacha Beis Ha'Eid Chacham Gadol etc. So if the Eid is a bigger Chacham than the Beis Din, the essay of Kavod HaTorah is Adif Vishal Limana, and he has to refrain. That's Eidus Maman, but it's being mafresh from Isser. Or Eidus Nefashas or Makos Halachu Meid Shenemrein Chacham Ein Tvunel Neged Hashem. So Gevaldik and Halacha Beis, the Rambam brings this chiluk of Maman and Isser. Maman, no Isser, he has to be made. But then in Halacha Gimel, he said a Kohen Gadol is only chayv to be made Eidus Shehila Melech Yisrael Belvad, but all their Edios he's Pater. So it's Much Bedasa Rambam that even testimonies, that a Tzur Mei Rabbanan is obligated in, like Isser, a Kohen Gadol's Pater. Kohen Gadol only has to be made Eidus Shehila Melech Yisrael, the Rambam says. It's for the king, but not for Isser. So we have to understand Das HaRamba. Why don't we say the same Svar the way Abayi Talmud Chacham has to be made Eidus Isser? Because Ein Chacham Avein Tevinu Benetel Neged Hashem. Why don't we say the same thing about a Kohen Gadol? He has to be testifying about Isser because of Ein Chachma Ein Tvinu Menetel Neged Hashem. When it comes to Hashem, there's no Chachmas. No matter how smart you are, you have to prevent Isser. We also have to understand, according to the Rambam, how he's going to answer the Kasha of Tosfos and Shavuos. Tosfos and Shavuos asks, why is a Talmud Chacham made Bedin Isser? You see that when it comes to Isser, Shev al Taisa, we pater. We see in the Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas says that even when it comes to Isser, if it's Shev al Taisa, he's pater. Because he doesn't have to Shech this Pesach or Dubris Mila for the sake of Kavod HaBrias, because he's Shev al Taisa in that. The Rambam, who says that it's Tzur Mei Rabbanan Talmud Chacham has been made Bedin Isser, how's he going to deal with Tosfos' Kasha that you see in Brachas that when it comes to Shev Al Taisa, Kavod HaBrias overrides the Isser? So you're also the Kavod HaBrias of the Tzur Mei Rabbanan should override the Isser of being made Bedinei Isser. We see in Brachas Shev Al Taisa Pater is even Bedinei Isser. So therefore this is Tzur Mei Rabbanan also. How can you say that when it comes to Isser he has to testify to prevent the Isser? He's Shev Al Taisa. Shouldn't worry about the Isser. So the Shurei Arav explains Bedas HaRambam that the Chalos P'tur of a Kohen Gadol is fundamentally different than the Chalos P'tur of a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, the Gavr is Be'etzem Chayiv B'din Im Lo Yagid V'Nasa Avona. He is a Chiyuv because it says that he has to testify. Just as a Din P'tur in certain instances, for example, the Beis Din is smaller than him, Shavuos Lamed Amid Beis, But etzem the etzem gavras chayev bedinim lo yagid. Because you see that when it comes to a beis din that's bigger than him, he does have to testify. So you see that the gavra is a bar hachi. He's a candidate to testify, and included in the dinim lo yagid. So the etzem is chayev. Just in certain instances, he's pater. Mashen came a kohen gadol. His pater is not totally begadlus a beis din. His pater made even the beis din a gadol. It would seem like abe the kohen gadol. There's no chalos p'tur. That in certain instances he's pater to be made like a Talmud Chacham. No. A Kohen Gadol is mufka from the dinim of him lo yagid. Because that's a chalos hafka b'etzem a gavra. This him lo yagid says that the gavra is mufka from this whole testimony. The fact that he's a Kohen Gadol is mafkiyim from him lo yagid. He's not in that parsha. And therefore he never has to testify in the Beis Din. And if so, we can't be mechalek between Maman and Isser, the Gabi Kohen Gadol. The Gabi is be'etzem mufka midinim lo yagid. He's out of that, excluded from that din. And this hafka is shaykh both b'Maman and b'Isser. But a Talmud Chacham, that his p'tur is totally in the Beis Din, and Mele Tzmuchach that Be'etzem is Chayev, B'dinim lo Yagid. And since Be'etzem is Chayev, we could be Mechalek between Maman and Isser. And when it comes to Maman, he doesn't have to testify. But when it comes to Isser, which is more Chamer, he does have to testify. When it comes to money, Peek would be Mochel money. Money is lighter. When it comes to being over on an Isser, that far we don't go. So by in Kohen Gadol, Yeshal Maladaber, about when we can be in Patru and when we can be Mechayivim. Because he's Be'etzem Chayiv. You just have a tour in certain instances. For example, the Beis is smaller than him, but he's Be'etzem Chayiv. So therefore we can be Mechalik for a Talmud Chacham between Maman and Isser. When it comes to the Kohen Gadol, he's Mufka Be'etzem. And therefore, there's no room to be mechalek between Maman and Isser, because he's be'etzem for Kohen Gadol is be'etzem mufka. He's not even in the parsha. Once he's not in the parsha, we could pater both me Maman and me Isser. Because for him, you see, there are no exceptions. Doesn't matter how big the beis din is. Even the beis din a gadol, he doesn't have to testify. So if the Rambam said he's excluded from both Maman and Isser, but when it comes to the Talmud Chacham, he is be'etzem shayach to testify. He's shayach to the pasuk of him lo yagid. Just in certain instances we pater him. So we give him a chalik. We could say we pater him when it comes to Maman, and we don't pater him when it comes to Isser. That's why even though in the Gemara in Brachas we see that when it comes to Sheva Al Taisa we pater for Kavod HaBrius even Medina Yisr, that the person doesn't have to bring his Karban Pesach. So why don't we say the same thing about a Talmud Chacham, that for Kavod HaBrius He should also be pater when it comes to Isser. So the answer is because he's be'etzem included in the pasuk from Lo Yagid. So memela we can make distinctions when we pater out Kavod HaBrius and when we don't, because he's be'etzem in the parasha of Im Lo Yagid. And then one can argue that when it comes to Karban Pesach also, the person is be'etzem in the parasha of Karban Pesach. We just pater him for the Meis Mitzvah to Kavod HaBrius. So even though the person is in the parasha of Im Lo Yagid, can say when it comes to Kavod HaBrios, we pater him. Even Medina Yisr, just like Karban Pesach. That's how one can argue. But Akopanim, we see the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Talmud Chacham. A Kohen Gadol is Be'etzem Mufka, and therefore the Rambam says both the Yisr and Mamon, he doesn't have to testify, whereas a Talmud Chacham has to testify Be'Yisr for Yisr and not for Mamon. So there's obviously loads more to say in this Sugya. Mamish could have many, many Shiurim. But we will conclude here, and we'll give ourselves a bracha that we should lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh, which b'zocha lilmo dulam v'lishmo las l'kaim v'skol v'reisam v'terasu b'yahavo, amen v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.